Well, thank you for joining me for this Tom Talk. In this talk, I answer the question, what is Seattle's identity? And I actually have been asked that question more than once. And, you know, I finally cooked up an answer, and I approach it this way. It's a fun question. And I think having been in the Seattle area for now 30 years, I've left. I went back east for college as a young man and traveled all over the country in different parts of the world, settling down roots here in Seattle and seeing it go through this real transformative stage of being kind of a mill town, Boeing town, resource-based economy. You know, was so proud of really being the port city, the last stop on your way to Alaska, and all these things that it still actually is. And then to have a guy start a little software company out of his garage and change it all, and Bill Gates, has been, it's really been really quite a place to live in the last 30 years and see it go through those changes. So I would look at it this way. If Los Angeles' currency is good looks and New York's is money, then I say Seattle is about transparency. All right, stick with me here. So if you're in traffic in Seattle, and you just had been in traffic in most of the other major cities, you'd notice that we're a little more cordial than others. We're a little more warm and friendly. And that's not because we're nicer people. I think people are people. I think people expect to run into each other even if they see each other on the freeway. We're not such a big city that you can just be anonymous. And that forces a degree, that kind of creates a transparency that makes you accountable for your actions. It's a big city that still has kind of a small town culture to it that way. Transparency. But what makes Seattleites also interesting, and this is certainly something that both sides of the political aisle care about, because it doesn't matter if you're a gun rights type or you're a hunter or you're a environmentalist. We are all environmentalists, and we all care about clean water and clean air. We have different ideas about how to get there, but those things matter a lot to Seattleites. I would say we're progressive, but still with sensible ties to kind of our rough and tumble timber town and Boeing heritage. Throw in our affection for technology, and you know, you'd say that we're the people that are transparent, who like to connect people, the idea of being connected to each other, and just being open and accepting of people, because very often in this highly connected world that we maybe have visibility into, you come to everybody raw. You come to them as you are, and there has to be a willingness and an acceptance there to create what I would describe in this transparency conversation, a very authentic culture in Seattle. So that's my Seattle anyway. It's, you know, I give Seattle, props for our business having such success. When my brother Sean and I started the First of the Coast group of companies 27 years ago now in October, we were educated and business degrees and been in banking and sales and had a little bit of moxie, but only a place like Seattle would have taken a chance and signed property management contracts with a 26 and a 22-year-old who had really nothing more than hustle. That's because we were fresh and new, and in Seattle, things that are fresh and new are welcomed. We weren't squeezed out by the status quo. The status quo was curious about us enough to give us a shot. So thank you, Seattle, and Seattle and its transparency, that's your identity. I'm proud to say I'm from Seattle.